Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. Yeah, that's what I came out here to Hollywood for. I came out here to be an artist. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to my podcast. So this is, you know, that's my song. I sing. That's my beautiful voice. And that's what I really want to do is sing, and write. I've done this for so long, but it's such a joy to do to get to that level. But this podcast is about critique of my podcast, my music. I listened to one of my podcasts just now. I was listening to How the Way I Come Across, and I just want to make a critique. Now, some people, I probably say, based on my analysis, probably misinterpret what I say or are concerned about me. The answer is I am fine. I have told the truth. But on a podcast, you know, it's about expression of myself. I have to tell the truth the way it is. Some of it is very, some of the podcasts that I do sound very serious or sound very sad or very, you know, sound very like it requires somebody to get involved or possibly, but I am fine. I wanted to let you know that I am fine. I'm an entertainer. Okay. One thing you should know that entertainment is not just in music, but in podcasts. But even though it is an entertainment medium, it is also where I can express my honest point of view. Being a broadcaster and doing these podcasts, I have to be honest. Because, you know, people might listen to me who are interested in my podcast and want to know if I'm telling the truth, and I am. I have a lot of struggles and limitations just like the everyday life person. I went through a lot. So if you have any questions, like I mentioned in previous podcasts, you can contact me and ask me a question on Twitter at DoveNeesLove22, DoveNeesLove22 Twitter. Other critique of my podcast. Now, my music, you can buy, you know, if I talk about anything related to troubledness, it's not intentional. It's just something that I'm going through. I speak about things that are just real life issues, just like when I write a song, like I wrote the song Trauma, and the record companies didn't like it, you know, it's a rock song, because it's about what I experienced living on the street of Hollywood or in L.A. growing up, in my childhood, early adulthood or whatever. But I talk about real life issues, what I'm experiencing from my point of view, and I try to be as honest as possible so to get you to look inside my head. Or what's inside my head. But probably I come across as talking about saying a certain word over and over, dangerous, or I may, you know, say things about matters related to race or sexual orientation or racism or dangerous people. And I'm going to say I apologize if I come across as, you know, so full of negativity is not my intentions. It's about expressing thyself. Because most of my podcasts are very positive about music or philosophy. It's really about my music because that's what I've done. Most of my podcasts are about music because I'm a musician. is about you hear the music. I play a song, most of them, probably 70-80% of them. The other stuff that I talk about real life issues that I want to vent and get across, you know. I apologize if I come off as troubled or not, because I'm not. It's about expression. Some people have questions about my mental health. My mental health is fine. However, when I'm talking about something that dealt with a severe trauma, yes, stuff related to, yes, it is something I'm working with and I'm fine. Okay? You don't have to worry about me. Other situations I want to relate to. When I talk about different types of people, I do not discriminate against anybody, okay? So if anything comes up out there about Dove Knight said this or said that, that is not true. Okay? I just talk about these particular people. What I experience is very genuinely honest. Okay? There are also some podcasts you probably heard when I mentioned where I live, Peeping Tom. I'm tired of that subject myself, okay? It's just that I have to get out of where I'm living. But like everyday life person, I'm poor. I have to take my time to find a place, but another place. But still, or if I stay here, I stay here. But if I stay here long enough, then I stay here long enough. But still, it is something that is still lacking evidence. They still trying to find evidence. It's just that I'm dealing with people with some kind of illness or ulterior motive who kept saying they're doing films inside my home without me knowing. They got mental illness. So I'm sorry they got some mental illness, perpetually doing it for a long time. That means somebody needs to get involved, and that's why I talk about it. You know, because when I'm at home, I'm having a bad day, I come home and I listen to somebody on the street come up to me in the car and say, "We saw you showering, cleaning your ass." I'm like, that is impossible. Because my home, the private area, is not, no one's authorized. I don't want to talk about it no more. You know the whole scoop, something I shouldn't be talking about, but that's not authorized. That's not legal. But again, that's crazy when they say those things over and over and over again. I mean, they do have homeless people and people who are sick nearby and say, you know, who need to get checked, you know. Really, you know, it's about, I don't understand. I can't deal with someone who has a severe illness and say something that's not true or say something that's illegal or somebody who don't like me because of who I am. Again, I have dealt with prejudice. So this guy didn't like me because he thought I was being too, he didn't like me because of the way I look. I mean, he's a prejudiced person. He's racist or whatever. Again, I don't personally, I'm not prejudiced. I just told you who I dealt with. I dealt with people, predators or crazy people, regardless of race or gender or sexual orientation. They got mental problems or they're criminals. I don't deal with that. So I apologize if I talk about serious issues that require the police get involved or something. I'm going to be fine. I'll let you know if anything happens. I always will. So that's the critique of my podcast. Another critique of my podcast is the way I talk. Some individuals thought I was high on crack or some pill. I am not. I talk in I have a unique style, okay? I am not high or crack, okay? I try to be honest because podcast is where you express thyself and I have something to talk about. I have to talk about real life issues. Okay, I am not going to be high or crack. I sometimes am very tired, but I have something to say. And everything when I do a podcast is unscripted. I have no script. I just talk from the head. I try to be respectful of you, the audience. I really do. Sometimes I use a swear word. I apologize. Okay? So that's the critique of my podcast. Okay. If anything comes up, there's other things. People probably want to hear something more positive. What about a radio show about politics or maybe talk about books? I said I was going to do that. And, you know, I'm going to get to that. I did a book about, I talked about some of the books I did one on some books I've written. So I'll start doing that more. And I know that people will probably don't want to hear all that negativity. It's not intentional, okay? That's the critique of my podcast. And it's not intentional. Again, I am not taking no drugs. I just have a unique style in the way I talk. It's about my music. I try to be very inspirational to you all. Okay? If anyone has any suggestions about my podcast, let me know. I always say that. When I talk, I'm very interested into what people have to say and what their ideas on what my podcast should be. Last thing, now is music. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, which just was released this past year, so like 4 months out. So I hope you like I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, just released. I don't know what I'm going to release because I've done so much. The sad thing is that I ended my partnership with one of the greatest musicians ever, but he helped me with a lot of my songs. So he may not for a while, or I don't know when, hear another recorded song like I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, or I Really Want to Be With You, or I Really Want to Get to Know You. But I wrote a lot of songs on my keyboard, so it was a joy to work with this person for the years I have. I mean, the collaboration, writing songs. So, Dave, wherever you, good luck to you. Again, that's not my intentions with the critique of my podcast to push people away because of if I sound negative or so on. Podcasts are to express thyself. And I want to know that if you're interested in doing podcasts, if you have a lot to say, go do it. A lot of people are doing it. And it's a great way to express thyself. But again, as I always said, I used to, you know, do podcasts where I always ended, well, you know, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And then I leave it there, and I do really do believe that, because everyone on this planet has a dream. Everyone on this planet deserves to live. Everyone on this planet should have the right to pro-choice with their bodies and with their mind, and everybody should have the right to love. And everybody on this planet should have the right to be left alone and not be harassed. So I leave it there. But I really do believe that. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.